This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Newell.
Joe, I hope things are going well, although I know that y'all have been in the midst of yet another, I guess it's safe to call it a crisis as to what the rules are, what the law is, and what you're able to do. The mayor travels to Washington, D.C., seems to be in a violation of what y'all had passed. Tell us about it.
Well, the mayor, as you pointed out, traveled to D.C. for the mayor's conference. It also looks like, based on social media posts, that she had some meetings with the Louisiana congressional delegation. That's a good thing, but the question is on whose nickel the mayor went there. And of course, we've said if the travel is either essential or pursuant to a federal grant, then fine. But if it's not, then you can't use city funds to go on these trips. If we're allegedly in this financial crisis, then things like travel and other things should be put in abeyance for the time being. And I just think, Newell, I've been thinking about this over the weekend knowing I was going to come on the show. For me, it's a couple things. Number one, the way the press release has been written and the fact that we haven't heard what the funds are just, to me, screams, just tell people what funds were used, how it was used. And number two, I saw that the mayor met with Senator Cassidy and Congressman Carter. There could have been others. Great. That's what we want mayors to do, is going to meet with our congressional leaders. We know city and state budgets are going to be impacted likely by Trump economics. So what does that mean? And I think that's the second part of it is you may not be able to release all the details of that meeting. I'm sure some of it is even they don't know themselves what the impact is going to be. But it certainly seems at this point that we can identify federal programs that are either on or likely to be on the chopping block. And then how do we work with our partners around the state in trying to mitigate those things? And I think that would go a long way to helping the public and its consciousness about the need for travel and what's going on.
She also attended a meeting, right, of some mayors or something up there?
Right. There was I don't know, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, I think, was the meeting that was there, too. And again, I don't know what that is and what that's about or what they do. And look, I think, again, we're sort of in a, if we're in an austerity period, we're in an austerity period. And I watched Councilmember Morrell ask the administration twice at our special budget meeting, do we need to be in austerity? And twice they said yes. So, okay, we're going to take your word that that's where we need to be. But at the same time, what are the things that we need to be focused on here in the city? What should we be doing? And what are the things that we need to move the city forward? And of course, I think everybody saw the front page of the paper yesterday. Residents are worn down about the lack of delivery of basic city services. And I think, number one, that is not a partisan issue. And number two, if we really want to kind of turn around the way people see New Orleans and the area, then how we address getting potholes fixed, lights changed, just those basic day-to-day critical services is where our efforts should be lying over the next 300 days.
Joe, you're the head of the budget committee, right? I mean, are we in austerity period?
I think the answer to that is no. I know that the administration is going to come back to us in April and explain what the revenues were for 2024 and where we stand. And look, Newell, there's no doubt that the council inserted additional spending items into the budget that were not the mayor's. But it doesn't mean that the city is in the red as a result of that, number one. And number two, I've said all along that I think we should cast a concerned eye with what's going on in D.C. and Baton Rouge and make sure we know what we need to do as a result of that. But a concerned eye doesn't mean being an alarmist. And I think the last time I was on the show, you kind of went through item by item that was in the administration's PowerPoint presentation. And many of those things were not truly expense side issues. They involved other factors. And look, the news also is pretty rosy on how the Super Bowl and certainly how Mardi Gras did this year. So I think my guess is we probably collected more revenue certainly on Mardi Gras than was anticipated, and certainly more than we did last year. So I think it's too early to sound the alarm bell. And at the same time, it just means we should be in constant and close communication. And as I've said all along, this involves balance. And the council is, in this instance, the appropriating body, and one that has some ideas of its own about what it wants to appropriate funds to, and how do we work the best between both branches of government to provide a budget that does the right things, that provides the crucial services, and that moves the city forward.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure, but this administration really hadn't been really big on transparency, right? I mean, you know, the mayor goes into a civil service hearing this past week and pleads the fifth. I mean, you just don't see that often. I mean, you know, she interjected herself into a promotional process. The chief admits on the stand that she asked about one person, Sabrina Richardson, who we know, as a result of an internal investigation, committed fraud. And, you know, she got demoted and I think got some time. And that's what that is. And I got to imagine that now her legal team has assessed that maybe her conduct rises to the level of somebody's violation of their constitutional rights and that she has a problem. You know, and y'all have had a difficult time getting her to answer any questions on any front. When we look at the satisfaction of the litigation with the school board, you know, it's not being very transparent there either.
Yeah. Well, I get frustrated from at least my perspective. I can't speak for all my colleagues. When I hear people say, well, I wish the council and the mayor wouldn't fight as much. I don't wake up any morning saying I hope to fight with LaToya Cantrell today. What I want to do is make sure that kids are taken care of, that the streets are fixed, the lights are changed, blight is knocked down, grass is picked up, trash is picked up, that we're doing the basic city services that we have. And I just think for whatever reason, we have very philosophical differences on providing information. And as a lawyer and as a litigator, one of the things that I've learned is if you withhold something from the other side, their natural instinct is to say, aha, this is bad for you, and that's the reason you don't want to give it. The public thinks the same thing when government withholds information from it, too. And sometimes it's not bad information. Sometimes it's just the way things are and the way things are going to change. And we, unfortunately, I feel like need to spoon feed what this information is. To the point about austerity and sort of what's going on, we're having a budget committee meeting this Thursday, and part of that meeting is going to be about the FEMA road work and where it stands in process and what's going to be done and what isn't going to be done. And I think the public needs and deserves a right to know those things. And candidly, I'm glad we have a forum to do that, but I don't know that's the council that has to or should be leading that charge in this instance. But that's where we are, and as long as we're here, we're going to keep on trying to push forward and get answers on the things that we know our constituents and residents are asking us about the most.
You know, Joe, I mean, I just, going back to this travel, I made the observation in a monologue the other day that, and I had these instances, right? We had folks that had, we had a process where you could check out a credit card when you were traveling to pay for certain things. And if you abused it, right, once we did our review, our audit review of the billing for that trip, and if we found that you charged things that you're not allowed to charge on the credit card, it happens. You give them an opportunity to pay the department back. If they refuse, you dock their pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and it's absolutely ludicrous that we have to deal with the elected official in this fashion, but why not modify this ordinance to put that provision simply in there? You have an opportunity to pay it back, and if not, we're docking your pay.
And
you want to go gallivant all over the country? We'll just keep docking your pay. I mean, you know, and maybe then you'll get the message. Or some pre-approval process, you know, so you're not in the rears trying to chase after an explanation. You're not allowed to travel unless the council approves your travel plan and your expenditure set.
Right.
That's how all other city employees are dealt with. I mean, for the most part, most cities that are forward-leaning, you put in a request, you delineate and outline all the expenses, yada, yada, and goes up the chain of command. Somebody approves it, and then you can go.
Look, at my first law firm I practiced at, if you didn't enter your time within a specific period of time, they weren't paying you. And so it was a real incentive to make sure that you entered your time, because that's your widget for which you got paid. I think I would prefer a pre-approval process, so that way we're all clear and it's consistent on the same page. Of course, I can hear people saying, well, that's going to be political and you guys are just going to say no to everything. But that has been the one issue we have dealt with a lot in the back end of the travel is, well, what are the consequences? And I think that's one of the things that we're going to have to look about, what are the consequences? And within that context, there's sort of two questions. One, are we truly an austerity plan? Because I feel like the media is in we have two different branches of government saying two different things. And so the information needs to become public. And then the second part is, what do you do about what's happened and if travel isn't supposed to happen and how you deal with that? And I think that will probably be the next thing that is dealt with.
But separate and apart from that issue, she's a lame duck mayor. And it's not like they have a history of implementing programs where they learn of certain things in a very effective and efficient way. So if she goes off and she travels and she goes to this conference, that conference, whatever, she learns of certain things, the likelihood of her being able to come back and affect change as a result of those new programs and implemented in the city are slim and none. And you know, slim just walked out the door. So, you know, it ain't going to happen. So what's the ROI? There is none. So it's almost as if you could talk to John Kennedy on the phone. I mean, why waste all this money for a lame duck mayor who's probably spending more time trying to figure out what she's going to do in her afterlife as opposed to really advocating on behalf of the city? I mean, I just don't see the benefit.
Yeah. I think there's places where I get being in a room with somebody, you and I both know that sometimes looking across and having a conversation is slightly different than a phone call or a Zoom. I also understand fully that people are worn down on traveling and other emoluments. And to your point, what do you get as a result of that? And as somebody who is himself a lame duck, I'm firmly of a mindset of I have essentially 8-9 months left. And there's only so many more things I can get done. I know that before I leave. And mm-hmm. So can you check the box on those things and get them done? And look, again, I think there's a difference between I traveled for some program that's never going to happen during my term versus I went to go see the governor about something that's going to impact city revenues. And it was important to be in the same room with someone too. So my hope is, can we bridge that divide and make sure that we have those more clearly delineated?
Yeah, I know. Look, I get it. But, I mean, you know, what I also get, it took 2 years to get streetlights up in the French Quarter. Street signs have yet to be finished in the French Quarter. So when you're talking about these menial tasks that need to be done, if we have some overarching policy thing like climate, you know, how many climate conferences has she gone to? Has there been the implementation of one program? I think the city bought 12 EV cars. How many climate conferences do we have to go to? 12 to get 12 cars?
I certainly get the, to your point, that's always been my bottom line, is I'm not going to have a travel is verboten and we can never learn anything. But as you just said, what is ROI? What do you get as a result? And how is that being implemented? And also to your point, I had a staffer this weekend who sent me a picture that the city put up street signs new on Harrison that says Harrison Boulevard, not Harrison Avenue. And so, great, we spent this money to erect new signs, but the signage itself is wrong, and now we got to fix that too. And I think we're all circling around the same place, which is, can we just please focus on the mission critical things that need to be done, and those are staring us right in the face right now.
I don't know. Avenue may not be the right terminology any longer. It may be boulevard. You better check before you start running down that path. Just add a little levity to it, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Always. I know.
Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Have a great week. Thank you so much.
That's Joe Geruso,
New Orleans City Council member, District A, folks. We'll be right back.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.